I'm Steve Jess with Montana News. Firefighters in the Glacier National Park are bracing for gusty winds that could help the Reynolds Creek Fire grow beyond its current size of 4,000 acres. Information Officer Penny Bertram says crews have been preparing in case the wind causes the fire to flare up.
They've got some line built. Some of the fire, they've managed to get it running into rocks. But they are worried about spot fires this afternoon.
Some 300 firefighters are working the blaze. The east side of the park's Going to the Sun Road remains closed, although Bertram adds most of the park remains open and unaffected by the fire.
The fire is really impacting such a small area of the park that visitors can really come to a majority of the park and they will never even know there's a fire. So I think that's really important for them to know.
Two campgrounds, a motel, and a visitor center remain evacuated in the area near the fire. For people in the community, the Park Service is holding an informational meeting tonight at 6 in the Great Bear Conference Room of the St. Mary Lodge. Firefighters are making little progress against the Cabin Gulch fire east of Townsend. That fire is still reported at 1,616 acres and 25% contained. It began on Tuesday. One man was arrested by Broadwater County Sheriff's officers and charged with arson and criminal mischief. The third active fire in the region is the Rock Point Fire in the Selway Bitterroot Wilderness of Idaho. It's now at 177 acres. Robbie Knievel has pleaded guilty to a drunk driving charge in Montana and has received a 7-day sentence. The Montana Standard reports the youngest son of daredevil Evel Knievel on Thursday agreed to pay a $685 fine and enroll in an alcohol treatment program. Knievel was arrested in Butte in April for running a red light and causing a 4-car pileup. He had planned a sobriety jump as part of a festival named for his dad, but the stunt was grounded because his license was suspended after the April arrest. Knievel still faces a criminal endangerment charge in Butte court. A 7-year legal battle over Montana's execution methods has been scheduled for trial later this summer, but before that happens, attorneys representing the state and Montana's two death row inmates will have one last chance to convince a Helena judge to decide the case without a jury. Ronald Allen Smith and William Gallahan are challenging the constitutionality of the state's lethal injection protocols. District Judge Jeffrey Sherlock will hear arguments by the inmates' attorneys and the state on August 26th. Medical witnesses will testify on whether the state's use of the sedative pentobarbital in executions risks undue pain and suffering. Sherlock could rule on the case based on that hearing or decide it is necessary to hold a full trial on September 2nd. Northwestern Energy says one of its linemen was killed in a work-related accident last night north of Helena. He was identified as Bob Mitchke, a 36-year veteran of the company. Northwestern says he was with a crew working to repair a damaged transmission structure when the accident happened. No other details were provided. Mitchke was taken to a Great Falls hospital, where he later died from his injuries. And a Helena man has filed to run for governor in 2016. 49-year-old Casey Filler is not affiliated with a political party. I'm Steve Jess.